Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Yom HaRishon, first day. Malcolm, Malcolm, Malcolm the Hood, right here, here, here. Yeah, so we, cup is filled. It's spilt over a little bit right here from the Shabbat, after the Shabbat podcast, to right here, here, here for the first day service. So here, refreshing the boards right here. Now, we have a double portion. As one should know, we have a Nitzavim. As the Talmudim, the fellow disciples, should know, we have a double portion right here. And the Shabbat, this is the seventh of the seven Shabbat Sabbaths of comfort, you know, before the new year, before the Yom, what's known as the Yom Teruah in the Torah, the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. called in the latter days and nowadays Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Looking forward to Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. This year, it's a leap year. Interesting, as I mentioned before, to reason on this at some time, but do your own research, you're searching your research, that when the godless and creeping coup against the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, root of David, against Kamahana Selassie occurred, what they call the so-called Ethiopian, careless Ethiopian so-called revolution, that was a leap year. So every, you know, four or so years, we get a leap year. So here we're moving into a leap year, Ethiopically speaking. Well, of course, that is not one-to-one with the Gregorian. But did you know, some say, and I'm inclined to accept this, that the Gregorian calendar is evil. Not evil in the religious, so-called religious sense, whatever that might mean to a one-on-one, but evil in the sense that there's a harm that is done, you know, as far as respects time. Remember in Daniel, in the book of Daniel, in Daniel's prophecy, speaks of like Antichrist, and it's one that is a hater of humanity, you know, will seek to change laws and times, laws and times. So here, seeing that this is about the time, season change right here, here's a little audible clip right here. Listen attentively. The video might still be out on the YouTube. It's called Gregorian Calendar is Evil, all right? And like I say, don't think about it in the religious sense. In fact, in the Hebrew, we use the word the ra'a or ruah ro. Like the ra, right? That word can also mean hurt and harm, something that's not beneficial, something that's bad, or in a comparative sense, something that's worse, you know? So understanding that, then we can recognize the fuller sense of that which is not good, that which is not beneficial, that which does not lend to happiness or healthiness. But here, Gregorian calendar is evil right here. This audible clip right here.
The Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
A steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical. So in Daniel's prophecy, says they shall seek to change times and laws. Context of time. Once again, I know that was loud enough. We just pumped up the volume. It's a short audible. But once again, right here, as we're going through a change of season, we got the Ethiopian New Year coming up on the 12th, right? And the Hebrew, we could say the Rosh Hashanah coming forward on the 16th. Interesting, the orbits of the sun cycle and the lunar solar and the solar lunar. But once again,
the Gregorian calendar, if you've studied history, you know that the Gregorian calendar did not go down very easily with indigenous people. The Gregorian calendar went out with the Spanish and with the Catholic bishops, and they conquered lands and then told people what day it was. Most civilizations already had their own calendar thing. And then these guys come along and say, no. This is the day. It didn't go down very easy. They had to kill millions and millions of people to get them to follow this Gregorian calendar. And what this Gregorian calendar was all about was the physical measurement of our orbit. And it turns out that this is a very, very insidious tool. You probably never thought that a calendar could be so evil. But what this calendar has done is it has pinned our civilization's consciousness to physical evidence only. The absolute dead center of our civilization is focused on only physical evidence. The measurement of physical objects moving through space. That's why it's not Year of Our Lord anymore. Because there has been a steady erosion of our consciousness of things other than physical.
Time is the master, classic John Holt right here, first day service.
Master, but time can be disaster if you don't care. You young and gay, you old and gray. Time is the master, but time can be disaster if you don't care.
Luciano. Yes, I. Rastafari. Luciano right here. That was John Holt. Time is a master. Here's Luciano. Luciano. Yeah? Yeah.
Life gets so hard at times, and I don't know where to go, no, no. Sometimes I feel like giving up, but God knows I keep trying my very best, trying to find a peace of mind. I think
Yebelu Hizb, and the people shall say,
Hallelujah. Back dance gize commitmentna no wogen wede beta kristiana yekabaso binor kedusa tametsaiftin bay saisama yekdasu tselotiski fetsema bay tages kokurbanu ma bay kabel kabeta kristian yilei የእግዚአብ ሕርና ሕግ አፍርስዋልና የስጋና የነፍስ ፈጣሪ ማለት የስጋና የነፍስ ንጉስ በሚሆን በሰማያዊ ንጉስ ፊት መቆምንም ጣልዋልና ሐዋርያት በሲኖዶሳቸው እንዲህ ብሎ አሳተምረውና ሃሌሉያ. If there be any one of the faithful that hath entered the church at the time of the Kedase, at the time of the liturgy, and hath not heard the holy scriptures, and hath not waited until they finish the prayer of the Kedase, the prayer of the liturgy, and hath not received the holy communion, make him be driven out of the church, for he hath violated the law of Egziav Her, of the sustain of the good father, Yahweh, and disdained to stand before the heavenly king, the king of the body and spirit. This the apostles have taught us in their canons.
This is Psalms 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
Word and they that
the world
there
and they that dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Establish it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill
who
of
shall stand in the hill?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands.
He that hath
and a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up
who
his soul into vanity.
Up his
nor scorned his
people.
He hath received the blessing from Jah Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the Most High God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, the last eye.
The King of Glory.
Just strong, mighty.
Just upright.
Just mighty in battle.
Just upright. Mighty in battle, mighty in war. Who is the King? I say who?
Lift up your head, Zoe Gates. Even lift them up.
Everlasting doors. Be lifted up.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory. Yes, the King of Glory shall come lifted.
Who is this King of Glory?
Emperor
Haile Eyes, the last
eye.
He is the King of Glory.
I say, who is the King of Glory?
Jah Rastafari.
The King of Glory.
And now we ask again,
the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory.
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Who is the King of Glory?
Who is the King?
Emperor Haile Ai, Selassie I.
Emperor
of Ethiopia. King of Kings. Lord of Lords. Conquering Lion in the tribe of Judah. He makes up himself. Light of the world. Rastafari.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land, according to the book I read. Canaan is from Amseed. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the L? Canaan portion. Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli. Two brothers fighting. Control the land, the land, the land, the land of Canaan. Esau, yes Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check the facts and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery, disappeared from the pages of time. Because of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man, both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched blood and body. Killing ear, killing ear. Leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Tears and sorrow today she brings, and now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor, the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time, but some things must be left behind. For this piece of land, but remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. Now listen this, I tell you true, that the King of Kings have been shown to you. The King of Israel have been revealed. Open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land.
Behold, the day comes, says the Lord, and they shall no more say the Lord liveth, which brought out the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. But the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country.
כל מעודק והיו הדברים האלה אשר נוסעים מצפך היום אל לבבק ושינונת נגבניק וציברת בן ושיתק בביתק ולחסק בדרך ושח בקוב ומח וכתבת מאוד על ידיק והיו לצות הפות בין עיניך וכתבתם על מזוזות בתיק ובשעריק
Know of a surety that thou seed will be a stranger in a land that is not theirs. And they shall enslave and oppress them for 400 years. In the fourth and in the last generation. Yes, you shall journey into captivity a second time in ships. Because you have rejected his instructions. The fourth Aliyah, the fourth offering up, the fourth reading here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Wayelech, Sabbath, and he went. Here picking up fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 10, for the Rebi'i, for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth up offering, fourth reading. Wayetzau Moshe. Otam lemora mi et shabaa shanim bi moeda shenat ha shemita bi hag ha sukot. And Moses, Moshe commanded them saying. Wayetzau Moshe otam lemor, saying at the end of every 7 years, at the end of every 7 years, miketz sheba shanim. At the end of every 7 years in the solemnity of the year of release, in the Feast of Tabernacles. Miketza Sheba'a Shanim B'moeda Shenata HaShemita B'chag HaSukkot. When all Yisrael, called Yisrael, is come to appear lifnei Yahuwah Eloheka before Jehovah the Elohim in the place Hamakom, which he shall choose, thou shalt read this law, this Torah, this direction, instruction, before all called Yisrael in their hearing. Gather Ha'am, the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear, and that they may learn and fear and respect Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah the I Elohim, Yal Elohim, and observe to do all the words, the Dibarim of this law, this Torah, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear, to reverence, to respect Yahuwah Elohim, Jehovah Yal Elohim, as long as ye y'all live in the land, whither, where ye y'all go over Yarden, Jordan, to possess it, to possess ha.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, give ear right here for the Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah, the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here for this Shabbat Vayelech, for this Sabbath, and he went here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 14, for the Chamishi, for the fifth reading, the fifth up offering here. Yahweh Jehovah warns Moshe, Moses, of the apostasy of Yisrael. Yahweh warns Moshe of the apostasy, the falling away of Yisrael. Compare and contrast 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 to 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, and Jude chapter 1, chapter Jude, verse 1 to verse 19. Here for the Chamishi, for the fifth Aliyah, the fifth up offering, here for this Shabbat Vayelech. Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, hein atarbua yameka lamut, kera et Yehoshua, where hita yatzvu bi ohel moed wa is awenu wa yeleka Moshe wi Yehoshua wa yita yatzvu bi ohel moed. Here Deuteronomy 31, verse 14. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Yahuwah il Moshe, behold, hain, here it is, thy days approach that thou must die. Hain, karbu, yameka, lamut. Call Joshua, call Yehoshua, kera eta Yehoshua, and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation, the tabernacle of the aggregation, with hita yatzabu bi ohel moed, that I may give him a charge. That I might give him a charge. Wa it's awenu. And Moses, Moshe, and Yehoshua, and Joshua went. Wa yeleka Moshe, we are Yehoshua. And presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. Vayita yatzvu bi ohel moed. And Yahweh Jehovah appeared in the tabernacle in the pillar of a cloud. And the pillar of the cloud stood over the door, the petach of the tabernacle. And Yahweh Jehovah said to Moshe, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, thy patriarchs, and this people will rise up and go a whoring after the gods, the Elohim of the strangers of the land, whitherwhere they go to be among them, and will forsake me, forsake I, and break I covenant, and break my covenant which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us, upon I and I, because Eloheinu, Adonai Elohim, true good, true God, is not among us, not among I and I. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought, in that they are turned to Elohim Acharim, to other Elohim, other gods. Now, therefore, write this song for you, and teach it to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children of Yisrael. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me, for I, against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons, the children of Yisrael.
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 And hear, 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 Shema, Yisrael, give ear, hear for the Sheishi,
the Sheishi,
the
Sheishi,
the
Sheishi,
the Sheishi, Aliyah, for the sixth reading, the sixth offering up offering here for this Shabbat Wayelech Sabbath, and he went. Ki bienu illa ha edama asha nisha ba'iti la ebotayo zabata halav ua devash we akal we sabaa we da shen ua fana illa Elohim echerim wa e badun we nia etsuni we hefer et beriti, for when I shall have brought them into the land which I swear to their fathers, to their patriarchs. Ki yabienu il ha'edama asha nisha ba'iti ala ebotayo, that floweth with milk and honey, zavata halav ur devash, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves with akala, with savaa, with dashen uafana, and waxen fat. Then will they turn to other gods, to other Elohim. Ufana il Elohim Echarim, and serve them wa ibadun, and provoke me, and provoke I wa niya itzuni, and break my covenant with Hefer Eta Briti. And it shall come to pass, when many evils and troubles are befallen them, that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouths of their seed, of their race. For I know their imagination, which they go about even now, before I have brought them into the land which I swear. Moshe therefore wrote this song the same day, and taught it the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael. And he gave Yehoshua, the son of Nun, a charge, and said, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak wa emat, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak wa emat, be strong and of a good courage. Chazak, 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 chazak. With a much, a much, a much, a much, a much, a much, a much. For thou shalt bring the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, into the land which I swear to them, and I will be with thee. Moshe, Moses, Musa instructs Halloween, the Lewawian. Moses instructs the Levites, verse 24. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of writing the words HaDibarim, the Dibarim of this Torah, of this direction, instruction, of this law, in a cipher, in a book, until they were finished. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, the seventh, the Shavi'i, Aliyah. Seventh reading of offering here for this Shabbat Vayelech. Here, picking up with the fifth book of Moses, Hebrew book. It's called, in English, Deuteronomy chapter 31, here at verse 25, for the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, seventh reading of offering here. Vayitz'al Moshe et Halloween Nosa'ei Aharon Briti Yehovah Lemor. That Moses commanded the Levite Halloween, who bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, of Jehovah, saying, Vayitz'al Moshe et Halloween Nosa'ei Aharon Briti Yehovah Lemor. Take this book of the law, this book, cipher of HaTorah, and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahuwah Elohim, of Jehovah Yah Elohim, that it may be there for a witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh, against Jehovah. And how much more after my death. And hear, verse 28, for the maftir, for this Shabbat Vayelech, the maftir reading, verse 28, for the maftir, Hak Hilu Eli et the call Zikne Shivatekem We Shotarekem We Dabra Be Aznehem et Hadibarim Haele We Aida Bam et Hashamaim We et Haaret. Gather to me, to I, all the elders of your tribes, ha kahilu helai, et the call of Ziknei Shivat Akem, that I may speak, and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears. Gaza, ha-kahilu, gaza. Hakahilu Eli, gather to I, Hakahilu Eli, all the elders of your tribes, Hakahilu Eli, etikol azikneya shivatekem, and your officers, wishotreikem, that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak, that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak,
that I may speak, why dabera, these words in their ears, why dabera, ve'aznehem et ha'debarim ha'ele, and call heaven and earth to record against them. Ve'aida bam et ha'shamayim ve'et ha'aretz. For I know that after my death, ye y'all will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn aside from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye y'all will do evil in the sight of Yahweh, in the sight of Jehovah, to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. And Moshe spake in the ears of all the congregation, the aggregation of Israel, the words of this song until they were ended. Glory be to the word, glory be to the sound, glory be to the power. Kavur la binu la melkein, glory be to Ainai Father, Ainai King. Kavur la ketamawi, chay la salas, glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Leshem Yeshua, HaMoshiach, in name of Jesus Christus. Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Jump! Rastafari.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Baruch Ata Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha-Torah.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet V'Chayei Olam Nata B'Tokenu. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten ha-Torah. Blessed art thee, I, Adonai, I and I, Elohim, Eloheinu,
Melech Ha'olam, Sovereign King of the Universe, King of the Universe, Universal King, who has given us a Torah of truth, Torah Emet, implanting within us, within I and I, eternal life. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher natan lanu Torat emet, vayei olam natei, vatokanu. Baruch atah Yahweh, Notain HaTorah Sheinah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot, 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah bedibreihim haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorach u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Isaiah, Chapter 61, verses 10 to chapter 63, verse 9. Besama abo vale mefeso kadus ahadum la. I will greatly rejoice in Yahweh Kuduku. My soul shall be joyful in my Elohim, for he hath clothed me with garlands of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh herself with ornament, and as a bride adorneth herself with jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Master Yahweh Buduku will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Chapter 62, verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all thy kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh Buduku shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal datum in the hand of thy Elohim. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shalt thy land any more be termed desolate. Thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah, for Yahweh Buduku delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee, and as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy Elohim rejoice over thee. I have set my watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of Yahweh, keep not silent, and give him no rest, till he establish, until he make Jerusalem are praised in the earth. Yahweh has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise Yahweh, Buruku, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stone, lift up a stand for the people. Behold, Yahweh Buruku hath proclaimed to the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh Buruku, and thou shalt be called sought out, a city not forsaken. Chapter 63. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. I that speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like him that treadeth in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in my anger, and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. And I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered that there was none to uphold. Therefore my own arm brought salvation to me, and my fury it upheld me. Jah. And I will tread down the people in my anger, and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. I will mention the loving kindness of Yahweh Buruku, and the praises of Yahweh according to all that Yahweh has bestowed on us, and the great goodness toward the house of Yisrael, Bete Yisrael, which he hath bestowed on them according to his mercy, and according to the multitude of his loving kindness. For he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie. So he was their savior, Hannah. All their affliction he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them, and he bare them and carried them all the days of old. Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord, and a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate, but thou shalt be called Hephzibah, and thy land Beulah. For the Lord delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee. I have set watchmen upon thy walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace day nor night. Ye that make mention of the Lord, keep not silence, and give him no rest till he establish and till he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. The Lord hath sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength, surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored. But they that have gathered it shall eat it and praise the Lord, and they that have brought it together shall drink it in the courts of my holiness. Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh, behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and thou shalt be called sought out, city not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken, not forsaken. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land Beulah, 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 Beulah. Be called Hephzibah, 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 and thy land is Beulah.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Raise your voice like the trumpet.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai
Echad. Book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 6. To chapter 56, verse 8. Bless my Abba, what will let me first good do? How do I'm locked? Seek Yahweh, Bukhu, while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked, the Kufu, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to Yahweh, Buduku, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our Elohim, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Yahweh. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not there, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. And instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to Yahweh Buruku for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Chapter 56. Thus saith Yahweh Buruku, keep ye judgment and do justice. For my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing any evil. Neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh have utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh, Uruku, to the eunuchs that keep my Shabbats, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even to them will I give in mine house, and within my walls a place, and a name better than of sons and of daughters. I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to Yahweh, to serve him and to love the name of Yahweh, Buruku, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting him, and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Ooh. The Master Yahweh Buruku, which gathereth the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him, beside those that are gathered to him. Amen. Glory to him, words, sound, and power. All praises to the Most High, Jarrah, Sephari, the Almighty, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rusnik of Ethiopia, Besem Getachim and Hanatachim Yeshua. Amen.
Chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not,
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, and to spread sackcloth and ashes unto him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh? Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha'Hadasha Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit Ha'Hadasha Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the New Covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, Giver of the New Covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 51. Nitzabim. One standing. From Romans chapter 10, verse 1 through 12, and John chapter 12, verse 41 through 50. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 10. The apparent failure of the promises to Israel explained by their unbelief, by their lack of faith. Echai, Chepetz, Lebabi, Utifilati, Le'elohim, Bad, Yisrael, Asher, Yewashau, Ki Meid, Ani, Aleihem, Shem Kanim, Le'elohim, Abal, Lobdat, Ki Et Tikat, Elohim, Lo, Yedau, Wayabakshu lehakim et tikatam ul tikat Elohim lo nignau ki hamashiach sof hatorah litzdaka lekol hamamin bo. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to Elohim for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of Elohim, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of Elohim's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves to the righteousness of Elohim. For Christ, for Mashiach, is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. For Moses describeth the righteousness that is of the law, that the man that doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness that is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Mashiach down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring Mashiach again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith that we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Ha Adon Yeshua, the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that Elohim hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth to righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. For Adonai Echad, the same Lord over all, is rich to all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahuwah shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Adonai, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. John chapter 12, verse 41 through 50. Hadbarim ha'eleh deber Yishiyahu b'chazoto et kebodo v'yinabea alayo Ulam gam min hasarim he'eminu bo rabim ak ba'abur hafrusim lo hodu bepihem libilti yenudu mitok kahalam ki kabod anashim yakar be'aynehem mi kabod Elohim. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spake of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. for they love the praise of men more than the praise of Elohim. Yeshua cried and said, He that believeth in me, believeth not in me, but in him that sent me. And he that seeth me, seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father that sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said to me, so I speak. Kabarulakalu, Kabaruladimtu, Kabarulakhailu, Kabarulakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power, glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I Rastafari.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael. Adonai Eloheinu. Adonai Echad.
The Brit HaChadash Chadish Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 52. Yalek. And he went. From Romans chapter 10, verse 14 through 18, we begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 through 18. Aik Yakrao El Asher Lo Heminu Bo Weik Yaminu Bimi Shelo Shemao et Shemo Weik Yishmao Wein Magid Weik Yagidu Ki Im Shuchim Kakatub Manau Ragle Mi Baser Shalom Mi Baser Tob Abal, lo kulam, shemao, lekol habsora, ki yishyahu, amar, yahoa, mi heemin, lishmuatenu, imkein, ha emuna, ba, mitok hashmua, we hashmua, al yede, dabar, ha elohim, wa omar, Haki lo shemeo amnam bekol haret yata kuam ubikte tebel melehem. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him, of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach, except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Yahweh, who has believed our report? So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Elohim. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. Kalu, Kabarula Dimtu, Kabarula Chailu, Kabarula Kelamawi, Chaile Selase, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, Exiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
Nikki Kapai Uvar
For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Selah, 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 Selah.
መዝሙር 23 በቅንፍ 24 በመጀመሪያ ሰንበት የዳዊት መዝሙር ምድርና ሞላዋ ለእግዚአብሔር ነው ዓለምም በእርሷም የሚኖር ሁሉ እርሱ በባህሮች መስርቷልና በፈሳሾችም ማጥንቷልና ወደ እግዚአብሔር ተራራ ማን ይወጣል በቅድስናው ስፍራ ማን ይቆማል እጆቹ የነጹ ልቡም ንጹህ የሆነ نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبال انجراون بشنگلا يالمال ارسو كاك زيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتن يكبلا ايشي تو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ياكوبين عملاك تيت يمتفلق انانت مخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم ججوش يكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبا يكبر نقوس مان نو اك زيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃይል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ ይህ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር
מזמור כ"ד לדוד מזמור לאדוני הארץ ומלואה תבל ויוש ובה כי הוא על ימים יסדה ועל נהרות יכונניה מי יעלה בהר אדוני ומי יקום במקום קודשו נקי כפיים ובר לבב אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי ולא נשבע למרמה
Yissa veracha me'et Adonai, utzedaka me'elohei yishol. Ze dor dorshav mevakeshet fanecha Yaakov sel. Se'u she'arim ra'shechem, vehinas'u pithe olam, ve'yavo melech hakavot. Mi ze melech hakavot? Adonai izuz ve'gibor, Adonai gibor milchama. Se'u she'arim ra'shechem, us'u pithe olam, ve'yavo melech hakavot. Mi hu ze melech hakavot? Adonai tzevaot, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתחקו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש.
מזמור כ"ד, ודוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, בבל ויוש ובה. כי הוא על ימין יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? וכי חפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחם מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקש פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plant grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace,
that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Just getting an overview right here, and also today's daily psalm we have here in the season according to the royal order, Psalm 91. Very interesting psalm, Psalm 91. Did you know that Yeshua Robeinu, right, the words of this particular psalm is contained in the test, or what they call the temptation, right, in the wilderness. Interesting, the temptation.
Here. The Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat Shuvah. Some say the Shabbat Shuvah. Shuvah. The Sabbath of return. The Sabbath of repentance. The Sabbath of the turning, of the return. The Sabbath, the Shabbat, the Senbat, between the Day of Trumpets of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Yom HaKippurim, is called the Shabbat Shuvah. Shabbat Shuvah. Some of them say the Shuvah, from return in the Latin Hebrew, or the Shabbat Shuvah, Shub, Shub, return, turn, Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of return. It's called Shuvah, Shuvah, because of the Haftarah, Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, which reads, Shuvah Yisrael ad Adonai Elohecha, ad Adonai Elohecha, some would say, or from the Hebrew, Shuvah Yisrael ad Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohecha, return, O Yisrael, to he who be, who he be, the I, Elohim. Here speaking to Yisrael in that corporate man sense, because this is leading to the at one man, Tau, Tav, cross, the mark, as Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 and 6 brings out, Shuvah Yisrael ad Yahuwah Elohecha, return, O Yisrael. Speaking to Yasharel, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, as one man, at one man, return, repent, turn from the stray way to Yahweh. Shuvah Yisrael ad Adonai, Adonai, Rastafari Elohecha, return to he who he be, your true good, your true God. Since this Shabbat, it occurs before Yom HaKippurim, Astesrio, before the day of the at one man Tau, the day of atonement. It's customary to listen to a sibkat, a sermon, darasha, from an honored Torah sage, calling for teshuvah, Teshuvah, repentance at this time, at this Iwa. Yeshaya, Isaiah 55, verses 6 to 7 says, Seek Yahweh, seek Yahweh, seek Yahweh, truth and life, seek Jehovah, while he, who be who he be, may be found. Call upon him, while he, who be who he be, is near. Let the wicked, the ratchet, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him make him return to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to Yahweh, Yahweh, truth and life, that he may have compassion on him, and to Eloheinu, to Ayanai Elohim, for he who be who he be will abundantly pardon. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 to 7. And Hosea chapter 14, verse 2 reads thus, Shuba Yisrael, Adi Yehovah Eloheka, Ki Kashalta Ba Eoneka, return, O Yisrael, to Yahweh Yodheweh, he who be, we be, Eloheka, for you that I have stumbled, Ki Kashalta, for that I have stumbled, because of your iniquity, your antiquity, ba'e'oneka, return, O Israel, speaking to Israel as one man, all of I and I as one man, at one man, tau, shuva Israel, adi, hoa, eloheka, ki, kashata, ba'e'oneka, 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 ba'e'oneka. A note here in order. The Haftarah portion for Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of Return, this Sabbath, is composed of selections from two books, two ciphers of the prophets, the Nevi'im, Hosea, and either Joel, or Micah. Depending on whether it's the Ashkenazic or the Sephardic customs, the Ashkenaz, they read Hosea 14, 2 to 10, and Joel, chapter 2, verses 15 to 27. The Sephardim, they read Hosea, chapter 14, verses 2 to 10, and Micah, chapter 7, verses 18 to 20. Now, some might even ask, well, why is it different readings from the Ashkenaz? See, the Ashkenaz, many of their traditions came from the northern tribes, Israel, the northern tribes. And the Sephardim, many of their traditions came from the southern, the Yehuda, the Judah, the southern tribes. Now, other than the special Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the service, the divine service on this Shabbat is not any different from a regular Shabbat, other than the Haftarah. But this Shabbat is known as the Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath of Return. Shuvah Yisrael, Adi Yehovah Eloheka, Ki Kashalta, Ba'evoneka, return, O Yisrael, to Yahweh, to Jehovah, Yah, the I, Elohim. Let's emphasize this right here once again. This verse, sometimes when Israel is spoken to, as one man. Sometimes when Israel is spoken to as a woman, psychically, the soul, she, the bride, is spoken to, the soul. Sometimes Israel is spoken to as y'all, as all of y'all. So here, I and I is being spoken to as one man. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? Shuva Israel, Adi Hua Eloheka, Ki Kashalta Ba'eoneka. Return, come back. In other words, turn around. Shuva Israel, turn around. Adi Yehovah to Jehovah Eloheka, the I male Elohim, true good, true God, the corporate man. Ki kashalta, for the I, all as one man. Ki kashalta, have stumbled, have tottered, has reeled and staggered. Ki kashalta, as one man. Ba oneka, in your iniquity, in your sin, your ugly, your perverseness, from the awa, twisted, from your twistedness, your distortedness, your perversity, your perverting the way of he who be who he be. So turn from that. Shuva Yisrael, Adi Yehova Eloheka, Ki Kashalta Hayoneka, 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 Hayoneka.
between the Day of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, make a reference to Leviticus chapter 23, verse 23, and then the 10 days to the Yom HaKippurim. So here we have this Shabbat coming forward, known as Shabbat Vayelech, or modern Hebrew Shabbat Vayelech. And he went, Vayelech, and he went, Vayelech, modern Hebrew Vayelech. So here we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 31, focus verses 1 to 30. So basically one chapter here from HaTorah, from the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Devarim. In the Hebrew, the words, these are the words, also called the Mishneh HaTorah, the repetition or the copy of the direction instructions of the Torah. And from that they get the coin in Greek, Deuteronomos in the LXX, and that's what comes down to us as Deuteronomy. So we have Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 to 30. The prophet's reading, the Haftarah, is Hosea chapter 14, focus verses 1 to 9, Micah chapter 7, verses 18 to 20, and Joel chapter 2, verses 15 to 27. In the Brit Chadasha, the Renewed Covenant, the New Testament reading, we have Romans, the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 10, focus verses 14 to 18. So some of the themes right here is the high holidays, the good news, the gospel. We're in the 10 days of awe, the 10 days of repentance between the shofar, the day of the trumpets, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Judaic civil year, to October 4th in this season right here, 2022. Just to put that on the record right there, in this season, so counting forward to October 4th for the Yom HaKippurim here in this season. And also some more reasonments about Yom HaKippurim, right? And why do we say Yom HaKippurim instead of, as others say, Yom Kippur? Well, it's because HaTorah says Yom HaKippurim.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, recorded previously. We have a double portion here, so we're looking forward to September 16th, the Yom Teruah, Rosh Hashanah, and then 10 days after that, Yom Kippurim, HaKippurim, for the Ethiopian New Year on the 12th. So here, about
on the Day of Atonement. So behold, one of the themes Habarim to reason on for the Yom HaKippurim is the goat of God. What about the goat of God? What is the direction, instructions for Yom HaKippurim? And how, or if, did Yeshua Robeinu HaNotri, I and I, Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, did he fulfill that aspect, the aspect of the goat of Hailahim? Come, make a reason. Also, during this season, this time, the fast of Gedaliah. Some will say Gedaliah in the English, Gedaliah of Gedaliah. Who was Gedaliah? And why do many observing, Torah observing, Yehudim, Jews, why do they fast for Gedaliah? Who was he? What happened? Also, another theme is the blood and the atonement and the at-one-ment, at one man's tau, at one man's mark, the finding of the true cross, the tau, that letter T, proverbially. Also, Yom HaKippurim, right? Yom HaKippurim and Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, who he be, right? And the name. What about Yom HaKippurim and the Hashem? Yom HaKippurim and Hashem. And the invoking, right? The invoking. You know, the word sound and power, we can invoke with our word sound, we can evoke, and we can also provoke with our word sound and power. But on this day, the Yom HaKippurim, what about the invoking, invoker, invoice of the Hashem, of the Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, or some say Yud-Heh-Vah-Heh, the YHWH, right? Above all names or above all of the attributes, bringing it out more correctly, above all the attributes. So these are a few of the themes, Chabarim, right here. Here for this 52nd sabbatical study, this Shabbat Strong, as we try through these days, the Yamim Noraim. Nora, in the Hebrew, is one of the attributes of Yahweh, of Yahweh, Jehovah, of the name. Nora, dreadful, sometimes translates terrible, awesome, he is awful, he is dreadful, Nora. So these are the days, right, of awe. What are the days of awe? These 10 days, also known as the 10 days of Teshuvah, of making these adjustments, of the cheshbon ha-nefesh, the soul, the psyche searching, to make adjustments so we can turn to Yahweh, truth and life, to the way. Wazo ha-derek, this is the way. So here we have the days of awe, the Yamim Noraim. Now according to the ancient tribe, on the Yom Teruah, according to Torah, Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, a.k.a. also known as the Rosh Hashanah, the destiny of Ha-Tzadikim, of the righteous ones, are written in the Sefer Ha-Chayim, in the Book of Life, in the Sefer Ha-Chayim. And the destiny of Ha-Rishayim, of the ratchet, of the wicked, of the defiant, the Rishayim, they are written in the Sefer HaMawet, in the Sefer HaMavet, in the Book of Death. However, most people will not be ascribed in either eye the book, but have 10 days. Here, these 10 days, the 10 days between the Day of Trumpets, between the Feast of Trumpets, and between the Day of the Atonement, between the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, and the Yom HaKippurim, to turn from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life, to turn to Ha'Elohim, to turn to him before the sealing. This is why one of the greetings is, you know, that may the eye be sealed for good sealing, right? In the Hebrew, we're bringing out the English sense of it, may you be sealed for good sealing. Or sometimes the greeting is Lashana Tova, for a good year, a good cycle, tikatebu, may you be written, inscribed. So before that sealing up of their fate and one's fate. Now in the Yom HaKippurim, so during those 10 days, some will be written in one book, some will be written in the next one, but most people will not be written in either, right, until the Yom HaKippurim. Then everyone's name will be sealed, the sealing, seal up, sealed in one or the other of the two books. So the 10 days, these 10 days between the Day of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets, and between the Day of the Atonement, are therefore called the Asaret Yemei Teshuvah. Asaret, the 10 Yemei, days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah, ancient pointing, modern Hebrew, Teshuvah. Teshuvah, from the Shuv, to turn, turning, right? Having a change of mind, also called the days, 10 days of repentance. This is called this because this is thought that repentance at this time, in this season, the reason for the season, in this season, it has an effect on the divine, the heavenly decrees for the coming Shana, for the coming cycle right here. Now, as we mentioned before, just to mention again, so ones can become familiar with what the Torah says and also some of the ancient tried and tradition, and we can come reason on it. As Messianic believers, those who believe in the Messiah, the Torah observant Yehudim, who believe in Yeshua, HaMashiach, I affirm that the Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, has already come, and that justice was served through the sacrificial offering of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotzri concerning Ayinai Ukaris, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. Therefore, Yeshua is the complete fulfillment of what we call the Akedah of Yitzhak, What's the Akedah? Akedah, the binding of Isaac. Some speak about sacrifice this, sacrifice that, but from the Hebraic perspective, there was the binding as a contract, a covenant, an agreement, also has that sort of a language, the binding, right? Our names, the Shemot, I and I names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the Sefer HaChayim of the Seh HaElohim, of the Lamb, of the power, the almighty power. Now, the Sefer HaChayim, the book of life or the book of lives, the book of the living, right? We have Revelation chapter 13, verse 8. Now, we amen, we admit, we credit, we accept as true, and there are those things that we don't amen. We do not amen, or we do not believe, or some say believe, but we do not believe, we do not credit that we, that I and I, who are messianic believers in the Moshiach Yeshua, that we do not believe that we are made acceptable to Ha'el, to the Almighty, and in the Almighty sight by the means of our, quote, own works of righteousness. Right? So we don't believe that we are made acceptable in Jah's sight by means of our own works of righteousness. Titus chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, to bring out more on that. Though, of course, that does not excuse, that's not an excuse, right, for I and I being without, for us to be without good works. Because the good works represent, see, this is a harvest season, a harvest time. We look at it temporally. It's a harvest season for the land. So spiritually, in the Brit Chadasha, my sense, in the spirituality of His Divine Majesty, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, this represents our good works, the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in our liberty. Indeed, professing Christians, right, they will stand before the throne of judgment to account for their lives. So even a professing Christian, according to the teaching in the Scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, brings out that those who profess faith in the Moshiach and who may be called Christians, they also must stand and will stand before the throne of judgment to give an account. As it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try and test, right, every man's work, of what sort it is. So therefore, life and this liberty is an examination, is a test, and every moment is precious, and every moment is irrepeatable. Can't repeat that moment. It's done. Sealed. Every careless word that we utter, word, sound, and power, words of our mouth, meditation of our heart, every careless word that we utter will be echoed on the Yom HaDin, on the Day of Judgment. Here we have a reference to Matthew's Gospel, Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 37. So, therefore, the moral here, the genuine morality here, is that I and I future, each of I and I, our individually and collectively future Day of Judgment is being decided today. Today. Today is the acceptable day. Today. Right? While it is called today. So here, also looking forward for this Shabbat, we have the Shabbat Shuvah, right? Known as the Shabbat Shuvah, Shabbat Shuba, to turn, Shuba. Here we have the Sabbath that occurs between the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, and the Yom HaKippurim. This is called the Shabbat Shuvah, the Shabbat Shuba, the Sabbath of Return, the Sabbath of Return. It is called Shuba, or modern Hebrew, Shuvah. Shuvah, why? Because the Haftarah, the prophet's reading in Hosea chapter 14, verse 2, how does it begin? It says, Shuvah Yisrael ad Adonai Eloheka, ad to Adonai Eloheka, Eloheka, Eloheka. Some would say Eloheka, Eloheka, but Eloheka, the I, Elohim, the I power. Return, O Yisrael, Shuv Yisrael, to he who be who he be, Yal Elohim, your power. Ad Yahuwah Eloheka. So since this Shabbat, Shabbat Shuvah, the Sabbath that occurs between the Day of Trumpets, the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, right, it is customary to listen, right, to a sermon, a reasonment, right, from sometimes an honored Torah scholar, a sage, calling for teshuvah, calling for repentance, calling for a change from the stray way to Yahweh truth in life, to make those adjustments, right, the adjustments that we need to make in our lives and liberty before the judgment, in our soul, in our spirit, right, and in our body before the judgment. But it begins with the soul and the spirit as the heart of the matter. This is what is called on at this time and this season. As the word so says, even in Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, chapter 55, verses 6 to 7, it says, seek. Key word here, seek. Seek he who be who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, while he may be found. Call up on him, upon him, while he is near. May the wicked, the ratchet, forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Make him return to Jehovah, that he may have compassion on him. To Eloheinu, to our Elohim, to our power, for he will abundantly pardon. So here we have the reading from Yeshaya, Isaiah 55, 6 to 7, right? And the key verse here for the Shabbat Shuvah is from Hosea chapter 14, verse 1. Return, O Yisrael, to Jehovah your Elohim, for you have stumbled. You have stumbled because of your iniquity, because of your antiquity, as we would say, Rastafari, but because of your moral perversion, to bring it down in that sense right there, Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Yahuwah Eloheka, Kia Kashalta Bi Avoneka, return, O Yisrael, to Jehovah your power, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity, because of your moral perversity. So this is all here in this season, this time. So look a bit more on this chapter here, this one chapter here that we have for this 52nd sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. We have Deuteronomy chapter 1, chapter 31 at verse 1 to the fullness of the chapter for this Shabbat Vayelech, which corresponds with the Sabbath before the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement. And the Shabbat is known as the Sabbath of Return, Shabbat Shuvah.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Elect of God, Light. Protect my son David as he travels. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be accepted in thy
So right here, I'd like to share Ra Sema Selassie, this tune right here in the season and the time. Hail up DJ Falu Ras, Ra Sema Selassie. This one is called Bended Knee, right here. Reason for the season, bended knee, symbolizing humility. Yes, I.
Reading and feeding is a double Torah portion reading and feeding for the RSS number 51 and 52 for Nitzavim Vayelech, or more correctly, Nitzavim Vayelech, this double portion, beginning off here, the eve of Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. So a Melkam Adis Ahmet Adarasachu, a beautifully good New Year be to thee, brothers and sisters, family. Yes, I, Rastafari. We have a double portion, double Torah portion here for the 51st and the 52nd weekly Torah portion of reading and feeding in our annual cycle of Rastafari sabbatical studies for this sabbatical strong here in the Kingdom year, Ethiopia, the Kingdom of God, New Year, and Melkam Adis Ahmet and Degna being again. Here, the first Hebrew words, the Hebrew first words for this double portion for the RSS 51 and 52 for Nitzabim. First Hebrew first words, Beshem, Ab, Weh, Habein, Weh, Ruach, Ha, Kadosh, Yahuwah, Achad. Hebrew first words, you pick up here in Deuteronomy chapter 29, we pick up with verse 9 in chapter 29. First words here. Atam nitzabim hayom kulkem lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem Rashekem Chibatekem Zikanekem Wishotarekem Kol Ish Yisrael, ye are standing this day, all of you, before the Yahweh, your Elohim, your heads, your tribes, your elders, and your officers, even all the men of Israel. Hebrew first words for this weekly Torah portion, this double portion, the first part, the RSS number 51 for Nitzabim. Atem Nitzabim Hayom Kulkem Lifnei Yahuwah Elohekem Rashekem Shibatekem Zikanekem Veshotarekem Kol Ish Yisrael. Ye are standing this day, all of you, before Yahweh Elohim, before the Yahweh, your Elohim, your heads, Rashekem, your tribes, Shibatekem, your elders, Zikanekem, and your officers, Shotarekem, even all the men of Israel, call Ish, Yisrael. First part of this double portion, the second part for the RSS number 52 for the 52nd Torah portion of reading and feeding Nine annual Rastafari sabbatical study. So this sabbatical strong, Wayelek. Here we pick up with chapter 31, verse 1. Wayelek Moshe, Vaydaber et ha dibarim ha eleh el kol Yisrael. And Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel. Hebrew first words here for this RSS number 52 for Vayelek. And he went, Vayelek Moshe, Vaydaber et ha dibarim ha eleh el kol Yisrael. And Moshe went, Vayelek Moshe, and spoke these words to all Israel. Hebrew first words for this double portion, as I'm looking forward to the Rosh Hashanah, more scripturally, biblically known as the Yom Teruah, the feast, the day of trumpets, as we conclude this ecclesiastical year, here at the end of the ecclesiastical, the churchical year in this season, as we have begun in this season, Ethiopically speaking, 2010, we begun the kingdom year, and now we fulfilling fulfilling the churchical year, the ecclesiastical year, even here and on the air with this double portion. Nitzavim, ye, y'all, standing. Atem, Nitzavim. And Vayelech Moshe. And he went, and Moshe went. Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom.
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 Yes,
Shabbat Tov.
Shabbat Tov.
Some things old, some things new. All things true. Yeah, that was from 2010. I don't know if that was the last time we had a double portion, but we have a double portion here. The dates to remember here in the season, well, September 12th, or the eve, September 11th is the eve this year, Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. September 16th, looking forward, this Shabuah Radio right here. Yes, 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 Moses, Moshe, Vayelech, Moshe, King Moses.
Once I was blind, but now I see it, oh Lord. Speaking.
Hesed. With Anoki, Hasatira, Asatira, Panai, 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 Bayom, Hahu, Alkola, Ha, Ra'a, Asher, Asa, Ki, Fana, Illa, Elohim, Acharim. He says, and I will surely hide my face. With Hanoki, Hasatira, 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 Panai. And I will surely hide my face. Bayom Hahu, in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought. Al Kol Ha-Ra'a, Asher Asa, Ki Fanahilla, Elohim. In that they are turned to other Elohim, to the Elohim, Echarim, to other Elohim, hiding, Elohim, hiding, Elohim, hiding, Elohim, hiding, Elohim, hiding, seeking, 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 seeking Jah's face, Jah's presence, Jah's perception, seeking to see it, Jah's way, turning from the astray way to Jah way, truth and life, seeking Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God's face, perception, presence. In the last sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding, last manna for Parshat Nitzavim, for Shabbat Nitzavim, the previous sabbatical, Sabbath, y'all standing. Atem Nitzavim, Moshe formally gathered Ha'am, the people, Jah people. He formally gathered Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, together to gather, to ratify their covenant with Yahweh, with Jehovah, with he who be, who he be. Moses, he then pled, he pleaded with Ha'am. Becharta b'chayim, becharta b'chayim, becharta b'chayim, choose life, to choose life. The liberty of the King of Kings Christ, to choose life, beharta b'chayim, by pursuing the path of obedience, Shema Yisrael, obedience to HaTorah, to Jah's directions, instructions, and its commandments. If the B'nai Yisrael, if the sons, the children of Yisrael, the Israelites, would do so, they would be blessed and prosper as Yahweh, as Jehovah's chosen nation. But if not, they would be subjected to hard exile, persecution, and the threat of utter destruction, headed for self-destruction. Now, in this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, this Parshat Vayelech, for Shabbat Vayelech, for the Sabbath, and he went. Moses, Moshe, announced his impending death, and he transferred the leadership of Jah nation, of Jah people, to Yehoshua, to Joshua, Iyasu, Old Testament Joshua, Yehoshua, a type of Mashiach, a type of Messiah, who would bring Yisrael into the promised land. Moshe, he continued his speech, and he foresaw that despite his appeals, his beseeching, his begging with Jah people, despite of his appeals, Ha'am, the people, Jah people, would turn away from Habrit, would turn away from the covenant, from the Kal Kidan, from the Kal word Kidan, word covering, word agreement in the Royal Amharic. It's the Kal Kidan, the word Kal Kidan, the word agreement, called in the Hebrew the Berit. Ha Berit. Ha Berit. Ha Berit. Ha Berit. So, Moses continued to speak his speech. He foresaw that despite his appeals, despite his begging, his beseeching, the people would turn away from the covenant, and this would cause Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's face, to turn away. And hiding, I will hide my face. And hiding, I will hide my face. Wi'anoki. Wi'anoki. Hasatir. Hasatir. Wi'anoki. Hasatir. Hasatir. Literally in the Hebrew, and hiding, I will hide. And hiding, I will hide. Anoki hasatir hasatir panai panai, my face, my presence, my perception, and hiding, I will hide my face. With anoki hasatir hasatir panai, on that day, bayom hahu, because of all the evils, because of all the evils, al kol ha'ra'ah, all the evils, Asher Asah, because of all the evil they have committed. Ki fanna il Elohim acharim, in that they are turned to other Elohim. Here we have this in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 18. Now, the sages noted that this particular verse is grammatically unusual because of the double use of the word hide. Wi'anoki hasatir asatir. The hasatir astir. Hasatir asatir. Hasatir asatir. The double use of the word hide. If you do not know that Ha-Elohim is hiding, you will not seek him. But if you sense within your heart and the innermost of the innocence that Ha-Elohim is hiding, you are invited to seek and to return to turn to him as Dawid HaMelech, David, the king said, when you said to my heart, seek my face, my heart, heartically, my heart said to the eye, your face, Yahweh, Jehovah, will I seek. Leka amar libi bakshu fanai eta paneka Yahweh e bakesh. When you said to my heart, Leka amar libi, 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 my heart, Leka amar lika, when you said to my heart, bakshu, bakshu, seek, seek my face, fanai, bakshu, fanai, seek my face, eta, paneka, the eye, face, the eye, male, face, your face, Yehovah, Jehovah, ebakesh, I will seek. When you said to my heart, seek my face, my heart said to the eye, your face, Yahweh, Jehovah, will I seek. Here from the Sefer Tehillim, the Psalms, Mizmor Dawit, Psalm 27, verse 8. In this connection, we must note that Ha'adon Yeshua, Geta Yesus, our Black Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, often spoke in the form of a parable, to do what? To code. Are you on code? Are your people on code? Are black people on code? Yeshua, Isis, Yeshua I, HaMoshiach I, often spoke in the form of a parable to code. To code his meaning, to make it accessible only to those who were genuinely willing to make comparisons, to reason analogically, according to the logos, according to the objective reality of his divine majesty, and so on. Yeshaya, Isaiah 1 and 18, compare that, contrast Isaiah, Yeshaya, Esaias, chapter 1, verse 18, with 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 13. He used what is called, quote, indirection, end quote, allusion, allegory, and figures of speech. Figures of speech.
Figures of speech.
Figures of speech.
Figures of speech.
Figures of speech. Beyond the usual way. The paroimia. Speech beyond the usual way. In order to provoke people, even shall people to explore, to seek, to ask the hard questions about life, about the liberty of His Divine Majesty. Truly, you are a El Elohim who hides Himself. Oh, Elohei Israel, the Savior, the Savior, the Savior, the Savior,
Moshiach,
the Savior,
Moshiach.
In Isaiah chapter 45, verse 15, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, so loved the world, that He disguised Himself as a bondservant to die in shame upon a cross. For Elohim so loved the world that He became entirely unesteemed, quote, despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Yeshaya, Isaiah 53 and 3. Yet even Moshe, Musa, foresaw the stupor of the people, the stupor of Ha'am in relation to the truth, Ha'emet, the objective reality of Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God. We have this in the fifth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 4. Regarding the hiding of face, in His sovereign judgment, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, decreed, quote, they know not, nor do they discern, for He has smeared their eyes so that they cannot see, and their hearts so that they cannot understand. In Yeshaya, Isaiah 44 and 18, Elohim, quote, gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. You have this in Psalm 81, verse 12, and Romans, Epistle to the Romans, chapter 1, verse 24. They went backward and not forward, as Ermias, Yermiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 24 says, they went backward and not forward. This was not a blindness. This is not a blindness induced by the so-called God of this world, as much as it was and is a darkness, a disillumination that's induced by the flesh, by the carnal mind, and its apathy toward Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, and its apathy towards his divine majesty. The mind becomes and became dull and sleepy because it ceased to believe in the miracle, in the amazing, the wonderful, that which was beyond human scientific and comprehension, but still of a wonderful, extraordinary, spectacular, wonderful, to realize that Ha-Elohim's truth, his objective reality, is always something extraordinary, spectacular, and wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. They were not able to see. See. Wayelek Moshe Wayedaber et ha-dibarim ha-eile il kol Yisrael. So he went, Wayelek. So he went, Moses, Wayedaber, and spoke et ha-dibarim ha-eile. These words, the words, ha-dibarim, ha-eile, these, il kol, to all Yisrael, to all Yisrael. So Moses continued. He went on and spoke these words to all Yisrael, 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 Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Rastafari. Let me look and tell them, sir, rude boy, let me look and tell them. Well, I didn't say a kingdom divided by itself must fall. All for one and one for all, and I shall be like a green tree that's planted by the riverbank of Duns River Fall. I'ma tell them, rude boy, African people, come follow me. Hear it. Well, every nigga is African, and that's how I start. And we know where we coming from, and know who we are. Every nigga is African, and that's how I start. And brag, we are brag, and a blur, we are blur. Teeth white like a sow, skin black like a tar. And then they tell them, see, we are the two, and we are star. Africans, and the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans, and the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we. Because the deep down in the Africa we poor parents from. When we never did have no need, then the sisters star come. When animals were tame and we shared this bed home, we used to walk up on silver and cook up on gold. Drink the cow's milk and then we suck the honeycomb. But that was in the days of beginning and all. When exploiters they came with religion unknown. They rob us of our culture and our kingdom dethroned. And I kept us in a Babylon soon with strong bone. But no matter what them do, that's a guiding us home. We have got face them crazy ball, let us out with town. And I we plant the corner, build it, cabin alone. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And brought me a brother and a blur, me a blur. Teeth white like a snow, skin black like a tar. And anywhere you see them, I show them a star. Africans, and the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the army. Africans, and the better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we follow the city coming up a jata. It is not very far. Him now go drop out the sky like a falling star. Nor appear like a soldier from a 1JR. Him now go come in on a jet nor in a big fast car. Him now go come like a thief in the night from afar. With a fire knife I like a burning cigar. Ear white like a snow peak like a brass bar. Now come out with the matic and I know SLR. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. Oh, and Jaja come a brimstone fire war. And him not contributing to the skin color bar. Neither check the side with the guy we preach war. Cause every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are.
every nigga is African and also a star. And rock me a brother and a blur me a blur. He's white like a snow skin, black like a tar. And anyway them see we are the two, we a star. Africans are better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we fall. And hear me, Africans are better cut out the war. United we stand and divided we fall. Because this is not demon or Mr. Thunder, neither Superman or the one Skeletor. This is not Jaws and make believe Jungle Star. The African the children with the African star. Hey, said Madalena, this is a pretty and far. Millions of children were stolen from her, bought into slavery and sold like a car. Because the sugar cane shot the unquail cigar. And the moon and the sun and the star. Hear me now, super, you be hear me now, star. And a brother, me a brother, and a blur, me a blur. Them never make no weapons, we go fight no war. But every nigga is African and also a star. And we know where we coming from and know who we are. Every nigga is African and also a star. And a brag, we a brother, and a blur, we a blur. He's a white like a snow, skin black like a star. And anyway, them say we are the snow, we a star.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians?
Aken, ata, el mistatir, Elohe Israel, Moshia. Verily, thou, the I, art a God, a true good, that hidest thyself. Aken, ata, el mistatir, Aken, ata, el Mistatir, thou art El Mistatir, the El of the mystery. Mistatir, that hidest thyself. Elohei Israel, O Elohim, true good, true God of Israel. Moshiach, the Savior. Here, Yeshaya, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, chapter 45, verse 15. The nations, the nationalities, international communities acknowledge Ha Elohim, the true good, the true good, God, the true good, God, the true good, God, the true good, God. Aken, Ata, El, Mistatir, Mistatir, the root of the word mystery here in the biblical Hebrew. Mistatir, Mistatir, hiding oneself, the El, the Ha El, the El, Hail, the El, true good, true God. Mistatir of the mystery that hidest thyself. Aken, ata, I am El Mistatir, Elohei, the Elohim of Israel, Moshiach, Moshiach, the Savior, Moshiach, that the El who hides himself is the Moshiach, is the Savior of Israel. Aken, ata, El Mistatir, Elohei Israel, Moshiach, 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 Moshiach. El Ha'el had hitherto hidden his glory and never manifested his power in his dealings with Israel during the captivity. This is the key of this word sound right here, even in connection with the 52nd Parsha, Parshat Vayelech. In the hiding, in hiding, I will hide my face. He says, and in hiding, I will hide my face. We have Deuteronomy chapter 31. Chapter 31, we have verse 18. He satir, asatir panai, and hiding, I will hide. Fanai, fanai, my face, my presence, my perception, my way of seeing, on that day because of all the evils they have committed. Deuteronomy, Sefer Devarim, chapter 31, verse 18. Now the sages, ancient sages and scholars, they noted that this verse is grammatically unusual here in Deuteronomy 31:18 for Parashat Vayelech, for Shabbat Vayelech. Senbet Hedo, and he went, and he continued, he went on. He who he be, will hide his face. Moshe, in continuing his speech, he foresaw that despite his appeals, his pleading, the people, Jah people, would turn away from Habrit, would turn away from the Kal Kidan, the word agreement, which would cause Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God's face, his perception, his presence, to turn away. with Anoki. With Anoki. Hasatir. Astir panai. And hiding, I will hide panai, my face. Sages correctly noted it's an unusual grammatical construction because of the use, the double use of the word hide. Hasatir, astir. Hasatir, astir panai. Of the word hide. If you do not know that Elohim, the true good, the true God, is hiding, you will not seek him. But if you sense within your heart, heartedly speaking, that Elohim, the true good, the true God, is hiding his face, his presence, his perception, his way of seeing things, you are invited to turn to him. As Dawid, great King David, said in Psalm 27, verse 8, Leka mara libi, bakshu fanai, eta banekai yawa hebakesh. When you said to my heart, when you said to me heartically, Lika Amar Libi, said to my heart, when you said to my heart, seek my face. Bakshu fanai eta faneka, my heart said to the eye, your face, the eye face, Yahuwah, hebakesh, will I seek, hebakesh, 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 will I seek the eye face, the eye presence, the eye perception. Now, in the connection of this, as we spoke already, just to share this here again, Ha'adon, Hadawan Yeshua, HaMoshiach, Yeshua'i, HaMoshiach'i, he spoke often in the form of parabole, to coin the Greek parables, to code. Are you on code? Are you off code? Is your people, the Lord's sheeple, are they on code? Are black people on code? I and I, black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he spoke in these parabole, to code his meaning, to make it accessible only to those who are genuinely willing, seeking, willing to make comparisons, to reason analogically, according to the objective reality, and so on. We have Yeshaya, Isaiah 1:18, 1 Corinthians 2:13. The connection here, in order to provoke people, your people, and I to explore, to seek, to explore, to ask the hard questions about life, about the life, about the liberty of the King of Kings Christ. Yeshaya here says, Akin, Hata El Mistatir Elohe Israel Moshiach. Truly, for show now, Akin, the I, male, R-A-L, L, or the L, the true good, the true God, who hides himself, Akin, Ata El Mistatir, Mistatir. The root of the word mystery, from hiding oneself, mistatir, to keep one's own confidence, one's own confidentials. Elohei Yisrael, O Elohim of Yisrael, Moshiach, Moshiach, the Savior. Now he has shown himself to be the Elohei Yisrael, the Savior of his suffering. His suffering people, people, people. Are you ready? Are you seeking? Are you turning from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life? Akin, Ata El Mistatir, Elohe Yisrael.
Wally my life last year with the jaw, Rastafari. A winner yet naturally. I won a boo house and a tame. It's my time enough, a time get to you to shine enough. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word,
Me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this worldwide world, there's no one like you. So I will never, never, never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. Angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle. My Lord is my savior. True was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mata, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. His two angels seem the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work, them. Open up my ears to hear your voice, them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strength in my heart to worry of faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim Adonai. His two angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right by me. That is good while you work, no other like you. So I will never, 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 never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olyon Adonai. His two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kakamna Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year, with the joy, Rastafari.
Shavuot Tov, a good strong to come. And a Melkam Adis Ahmed on the Tuesday, forward, Hashem Yeshua. Be well, brothers and sisters. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Hitarod.